Now I want you to imagine yourself completely relaxed, and we're going to achieve that over the next few moments just by allowing you to let go of all the tension in your body. But as you imagine what that feels like, as you picture yourself completely free of any tension, what I'd like you to do is now take a nice deep breath. And just picture all the stress coming off those muscles in your shoulders. Oh, it feels nice to just let go. And take another nice deep breath. And just breathe out the tension. It feels better already. And as you take a third deep breath, if your eyes aren't already closed, just let them close. And slowly allowing yourself to drift into a really comfortable and calm state of total relaxation. And in fact, over the next few moments, you're going to go even more deeply into this state very, very easily as I just count you down and you gradually just let go of anything that's holding you to wakefulness or anything that is distracting you from my voice. You're just going to let those background sounds, whatever they may be, you're just going to let them slide away. And for a few minutes now, that's all. For a few minutes, you're going to just give me your attention. And during that few minutes, your mind is going to let go of a lot of the preconceptions and a lot of the thoughts that have been standing between you and your ability to absolutely take control of your partner. So what's going to happen is you're gradually, over the next few days and weeks, going to begin to develop a forcefulness and a sense of direction which starts to give you much, much more power over your partner. Now, power obviously is a very strange idea. It's an odd word, really, even. But when you think of what power really is, it's the ability to have someone else do what you want. Now, that's what we are going to focus on with your partner. He is going to become much more compliant to your desires. Now, most people like this idea, and I hope you do too. But in bringing him to a state of absolute compliance with your will, what you're going to do is bring him into a subservience, a position of less power than you, from which his greatest desire is to fulfill your happiness. So as you think about what that really means, that means that you become the stronger of the two people in this relationship for this period, and allow your mind to go to this place and just pick up that mantle and run with it, that torch, and run with it, because you can actually do this. And the way you're going to do it is you're going to take advantage of that human nature, that aspect of us that wants to please our mate, or our partner, I should say. Now, what I want you to do, as you begin to let go of all the tension in your body now, you're gradually visualizing yourself becoming stronger. And I want you to picture your partner. But I want you to picture that partner just as though they were about a 14, 15-year-old boy, not quite sure what's going on, perhaps walking up on stage to give a speech at school. And don't they look lost? Don't they look rather, I wouldn't say pathetic, but disempowered? Now, you know you could take control of that situation very easily, of course, as an adult. But now, as you picture your partner almost like a child, you can see that there are circumstances in which they do not have the kind of forcefulness that you might naturally adopt. So, in future, during these periods of entertaining diversion, of playing, if you like, you are going to picture yourself as the adult, but you're going to picture your partner almost like a child, just someone for you to do as you want with. You have the control. Now, in this instance, we're actually using that control to feminize your partner, and that's obviously part of their desire. They've stated that, that's what they want. So as you now take control, very much like an adult taking control of a situation which maybe a child can't bring to its conclusion, but as you take control now, you see yourself as the adult, you see yourself imposing your will. Now, as I talk to you, as you become increasingly relaxed, as you slip deeper and deeper into this state, this is something you desire more and more. Of course you're the strong one. Of course you're capable of making sure he does those things you want. And you know you can do that because there's something he wants from you. He craves your approval. He craves recognition from you. Now, of course, when we push someone away a little bit, often they try a little bit harder. So using a very gentle approach, what I want you to do is picture yourself laughing at your partner. Just picture yourself doing this. It might even make you laugh. But picture yourself laughing at your partner. Isn't it strange how they try to correct the situation somehow? You can even see it in your mind's eye. First they look puzzled, and then they attempt to correct the situation. You know, when you do actually laugh at your partner, it's a very interesting expression of power. It's as though you're totally in control. Of course you can handle anything. It's almost derisive, and yet it carries a hint of menace. And that's sort of an interesting thing, isn't it? Now, you're going to let yourself relax even more deeply. You're going down a further level, deeper, three, letting go, breathing out the tension, two, allowing yourself complete calm, not worrying about tomorrow, not thinking about yesterday, one, very, very sleepy now, and sleep. Whenever I say the word sleep and snap my fingers, you go deeper and deeper into this state. I want you to see yourself standing tall above your partner. They're looking up at you. I want you to see yourself laughing at them. Oh my goodness, that feels quite good, doesn't it? They look worried. That's exactly how you want them to look. That's good. Now picture yourself just using a blindfold or even a pillowcase, something to obstruct the person's vision. Obviously, you're not allowing yourself to block any of their airways or anything like that, just lightly putting a blindfold or a pillowcase over their head. And picture yourself firmly placing their hands behind their back, and then maybe using some reasonably light form of bond. Perhaps string, shoelaces, maybe even a belt, something of that sort, just to hold their arms behind their back. Now, as you visualize this, you can see yourself in a position of power. And you like it, don't you? Of course you do. Now, when you eventually just simply hold out a pair of panties or whatever else it might be you want them to wear, they will immediately know precisely what they are to do. But more than this, because you are thinking about yourself standing over them, you will be projecting a bearing of command. And that's precisely what we're looking for here. Your natural position is now a bearing of command. They do as you tell them. And in fact, your words can be every bit as powerful as steel chain, because their desire is actually to satisfy you. So they will work for you on this. Now, you can test this, of course, any time. But all the time now, I want you to visualize yourself as the strong one, as the dominant one, as the person who's deciding what happens next. This is kind of a nice idea, isn't it? I'm sure you've got lots of ideas of what you'd like this particular person to do to serve you. And it's your pleasure here that matters, not theirs. There's no desire or necessity, I should say, there's no necessity for their fulfillment. In fact, you might find that denying them completion gives you even more power. It's an interesting thing to experiment with, isn't it? Can you imagine that? As they asked you to complete, to fulfill them, and you laugh? It's an interesting thought. Now, over the next few days and weeks, I'd like you to listen to these MP3s. Just gently rotate them through the cycle. And as you do so, I want you to visualize yourself increasingly in a position of strength. If you need a little inspiration, just go online and look for pictures of women in a position of dominance. And gradually, I want you to start to see yourself in that position of dominance. And you know very well, this can happen as easily with you wearing yoga pants and a t-shirt as it can with you wearing stiletto heels and a leather corset. It's not so much about the wardrobe here and more about the way you project power. And that's going to be something which you start to turn your attention to more and more often. As a result, you're going to feel stronger, you're going to find your confidence growing, and you're going to find, actually, that you feel much more fulfilled.